broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Now, we all know there is a long tradition of great nations.
First, saved message.
Quite honestly, I thought Sean Chapman and Holly would be down here.
There was a great surge from the back.
You blew it!
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast with a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night till the sun comes up in some places. Where truth is our bitch and where we take you through the looking glass and go places other talk shows, they just ain't got the guts for it. The right arm, the strong right arm of our show, philhendryshow.com, our website. We're live streaming video and live streaming audio of the show can be viewed right now and listened to. And we've got downloads each and every day of our show. We have our five-day video archive. We have our archives. We have our podcasts. We have our news feed. We have your comments. It's all there at philhendryshow.com, so check it out. Now, where were we when we were so rudely interrupted?
You're going to talk about Jeff Zucker and everything about it.
Yeah, well, you were talking about something really about CNN, too.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, I don't want to, we're just basically talking about media, television, what's going on with it, right?
Yeah, you were saying it like, what about Zucker?
I'm going to talk about Zucker. Jeff Zucker, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that, but here's the story. But what I was saying was the following. Jeff Zucker has been fired by NBC, John Klein. You guys don't know who they are, and that's fine, and I barely know who they are, and that's fine, and it's not important. What's important is the following thing. Two men whose personal programming philosophies were ineffective have been pushed out the door, and you may say, oh, wow, NBC was ineffective. I didn't know. Yes, NBC has sucked hard and long for a very long time. NBC sucks. Yeah, I know they had My Name is Earl, which is off the air now. And they've got The Office, which is fine. You can sign all kinds of licensing agreements with British television and take their shows and bring them over here, which is basically what The Office is. And I say this with the greatest of respect, but the American version of The Office isn't even close to being as funny as the British one. Not even approaching as funny as Ricky Gervais when he was on The Office in the UK. Well, that's fine. I'm sure it's a very funny show, but I don't watch it. I don't laugh at it because I already watched all of the ones from Great Britain, and they're funny as hell. So what? Anyway, Jeff Zucker's been canned because do you notice that there's no Friends anymore? There's no Seinfeld anymore. There's no Frasier anymore. There ain't no nothing anymore. So goodbye. John Klein, he's lost his job, and this is even more significant. People don't understand why Fox is a success. People don't understand. Television people don't. I understand. I know why. But CNN didn't understand it. MSNBC doesn't really understand it, although MSNBC is copying the Fox model. Without question, they're copying it. They're copying it by...
No, they're not. Keith Olbermann, he hates it over there.
That's got nothing to do with it, bud.
What are you talking about? Keith Olbermann, he hates... Why, they are copying them. They hate them.
No, it's got nothing to do with whether they hate them or not. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about their approach. Do you understand?
Yeah, you said Keith Olbermann got to copy Bill O'Reilly. He'd never do it in a billion years. You're way off base on that one.
I'm not saying he's copying Bill O'Reilly's politics. I'm not even saying that it's Keith Olbermann. The programming philosophy of MSNBC is identical to the programming philosophy of Fox. And that is Fox and MSNBC, whether they consciously know it or not, have patterned themselves after talk radio stations. Now, this is something that is very difficult for me to communicate to people who are not in the business, but I'm going to do it, or at least try it. You can call yourself Fox News Channel. That's fine. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. What you call yourself should be something that people readily identify with. So they call themselves Fox News Channel, whatever. Sure, they do news. I'm not saying that they don't do news. But they are not a news dispensing operation in the line of a CNN that one would traditionally think of. They are more like a talk station. They have personality, news break. Then another personality, news break. Then another personality, news break. That's Fox. And it's a very effective model. And I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah, but they're a news channel. You can't say that they're not and everything.
Yeah, don't you think they do news?
Are you guys listening to me, man? Are you just sitting there cleaning the dirt out from your fingernails, bud? Which you are, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm listening to you.
I'm saying, yes, they do news. Do the stations that we're on do news?
I don't know.
Well, yes, they do, okay?
Yeah, how do you know if you don't hear it?
Because I just know that they do. Does that make this a news show?
Well,
probably not. I mean, if you put it that way.
Yeah, well, that's the way I'm putting it. So there's news, then there's the show, then there's news, then there's the show, then there's news, there's the show.
Then there's news and the show, too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, you said there's news and the show, and then news and the show is what I said.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Thank you for adding that on.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
What are you, like a retard or something, man?
You're not supposed to say that.
I don't care. News and the show, news and the show, news and the show. Oh, then there's news and the show.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you probably just got kicked off of Canada on account of you said what you said. And the people,
you just shut up for a minute, man, and let me finish. So those are talk stations. That's why Fox is successful. I think MSNBC sees that. They see Fox's method, and they like it, and so they're trying to be that for liberals. But there's a problem with MSNBC, and it's the problem that anyone that copycats somebody constantly gets into. The problem is this. They don't know why they're doing it. They don't know why they're doing what they're doing. Fox knows that they're tapping into a populist. They know that their audience is primarily, you know, it's comprised of a lot of people. There's a sort of an attitude that Fox has tapped into. It's American. Okay, maybe it's sort of white, but there's lots of, it's all kinds of people. Black, white, Hispanic. It's middle class. It's working class, too. See, that's the thing that probably befuddles MSNBC and CNN to some extent, that they can't understand that Fox, they think Fox has a bunch of upper middle class and middle class white folks, which I don't doubt that they have, but they also have a very healthy serving of working class people. And that's what MSNBC think that they have, see?
You're lisping.
Is that right? I'm doing it on purpose.
You went MSNBC. You didn't. You didn't know you were going to do that, did you?
What? Yes, I so the, you're lisping.
Well, you did.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, Fox, MSNBC isn't quite sure, but they've decided, wow, we really like that whole idea. But look at the cats that Fox has. Fox has, first of all, what Fox has is they got a guy that came out of talk radio, and he has the creative instinct of a guy that's been a performer in radio, and that's Glenn Beck. So he sits there, and like all of us that come out of radio, he's got a lot to say, and he looks around and he says, well, what can we do with all of this stuff? And the first thing he did is, using that kind of morning show instinct you do in radio, he started grabbing all kinds of props and getting a chair over here and putting something over there and doing sort of the TV version of getting sound effects and getting phone beds and, you know, all the stuff that you do. And all the other clowns on Fox are looking at this and they're going, wow, that's pretty cool. I wonder what I could do. I O'Reilly was trying for a while there, doing some sort of creative editing with stuff. It looked kind of lame, but the point being, there's nothing like that. You know, they hired Ed Schultz over at MSNBC, but they do not have the same kind of guy. Ed Schultz is not even one-tenth the entertainer that Glenn Beck is. Ed Schultz is not even one-tenth the broadcaster that Glenn Beck is. I'm not even sure, to be honest with you, that Ed Schultz is all that much of a radio broadcaster, let alone a freaking TV a broadcaster.
Who's he?
Who's who?
Ed Schultz.
Is he that guy on the place for the, what do you call him, the Flyers?
Does he play for the Flyers? He's a guy that's on MSNBC?
I don't know.
I'm not familiar with that, but the guy.
Well, hold on, just let me. I'll explain it to you. Ed Schultz is on MSNBC. He's got a TV show. Does he play for the Flyers?
Who's the guy named Ed Schultz on the Flyers?
There's no cat named Ed Schultz on the Flyers. The fact is that MSNBC, in attempting to do what Fox does, can't do it as well because their people aren't as good. Their people aren't as good. They're not as funny. They're not as glib. They're not as intelligent. They take themselves way too serious. They look a little angry. They look kind of constipated. If you look at Fox, they have a guy like Geraldo Rivera, for instance, who's this sort of freewheeling, crazy ass that gets down there in the middle of floodwaters, and he's got his cameraman sticking his camera there, you know, while the dike is being breached, and then he's down there where, you know, they're finding dead bodies. This cat's everywhere. Then you got Beck with all of his wild-ass stuff, you know? Then you got Shepard Smith, and that cat, you know, Shepard Smith's kind of a funny guy. You know, he's always like doing shtickeroo there on that Studio B thing that he does. And he's sort of a very credible news announcer. As a matter of fact, Shepard Smith is very much, in a lot of ways, a liberal. I mean, he's more of an Obama supporter than anybody else on that channel. And yet people accept him as belonging on Fox. Then you got that morning show, which is just so goofy, but it's very everyman. I mean, that Gretchen Carlson, you know, she's got about as much going for her upstairs in terms of the brain department. I'm sorry, but I don't take her seriously. But who the hell, who cares? People like looking at her. And Ducey's a goofball, and at Kilmeade. And the whole thing seems to work beautifully.
What about Morning Joe on a NBC?
Morning Joe's the best show that MSNBC's got. Hands down, the best show. There's only one thing wrong with Morning Joe. Joe talks too much. If he'd shut up and let that, what's her name, talk.
Yeah, she's really good, that lady, whatever her name is.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's, who is she? I don't know. We love her, but we don't know your name. I'm sorry, ma'am. She's the daughter of...
Here, I got it right here. Bibignu or Ziganubu.
Ziganubu?
Yeah, right there.
No, Zbigniew Brzezinski. Ziganubu.
That, what's his name?
Zbigniew Brzezinski. Her name is something Brzezinski. But anyway, and they got that Willie Geist guy. That show's the best show on MSNBC. Now, CNN, I'll tell you how CNN can solve their problems when we come back. But we got to move on to some other news, don't we?
No, I don't know, man. It's pretty interesting. But you should do that one story about the lady that had to put a bag on her head.
Yeah, okay. I'll do the story about the lady that's got to put her bag on her head and some other news, and we'll get back to this when we get back to this. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We do have a Dr. Green Thumb to do because there's some dope news coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show right after this. Thank you.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Right there. It says Zika Bandu.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
All right, time for the Dr. Green Thumb report. Just a kind of a mini Dr. Green Thumb report here. Tonight, high-quality marijuana is cheapest in the Pacific Northwest. The price of weed, I'm sorry, but I just really need to lisp tonight. High-quality marijuana is cheapest in the Pacific Northwest. The price of weed is overcrowding, is a crowdsourcing web... What? The price of weed is a crowdsourcing website where marijuana consumers submit how much high, medium, and low-quality weed costs in their area. It turns out that tokers only have to pay $265 for an ounce of the kind bud in Oregon, as opposed to shelling out $484 an ounce in Delaware. Other states for top-notch marijuana on the cheap include Montana, $271 an ounce, Alaska, $295 an ounce, and Washington State at $310 an ounce. Well, obviously it's cheaper where it is grown. If proximity to Canada drives price down of high-quality weed, then it's probably proximity to Mexico that makes low-quality weed cheaper as well. Welcome to California. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, an ounce of swag only costs $57 and $60 in Texas and Arizona. The national average for low-quality dope is about $125 an ounce. All in all, the price of weed should be a source of endless and not entirely focused speculation for those who enjoy the psychoactive plant. What a stupidly written article. Really bad. Quit trying to be funny, Asylum. Give me the facts, okay? Just the facts. Rhinos protect pot crop in Austrian zoo. Dateline Austria. A zookeeper in Western Austria may wind up in a cage of his own after narcotics officers discovered 33 marijuana plants inside a rhino enclosure. According to reports, the rhino caretaker had exclusive access to the enclosure, and the presence of the notoriously irritable one-ton beast was likely to deter the curious. Unfortunately, like the Canadian guard bears the... Unfortunately, much like the Canadian guard bears, the Austrian rhinos couldn't deter police. Police received a tip about the grow op from one... U.S. woman receives marijuana along with shoe order. Oh, this ought to be fun. Oh, we're running out of time? No, here it is. A free gift along with a pair of shoes ordered online is nothing unusual, but when that gift turns out to be dope, it's an entirely different matter. Betty James, a resident of Kansas City, ordered a pair of sneakers online for one of her children from the Finish Line Incorporated's website. But when she received her pair, she opened the box to find, you got it, weed wrapped in a cigar leaf known as a blunt. Yes, it's known as a blunt, reports KMBC.com. KMBC, the same commercial station that aired that coon commercial, did not know what a blunt was. In other news, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, James contacted the company, a Finish Line store in Omaha, but hasn't received a reply from them yet. She also called the Kansas City Police Department. That's kind of a dumb move, don't you think? Oh, okay. Anyway, officers who landed at her house confirmed that it was indeed marijuana, and for laughs, they arrested her. No, we're only kidding. Ha, ha, ha. The marijuana, the box, and the shipping bag were taken by police into evidence. James kept the shoes, but cops were eyeballing her as they left. Yeah, right. Sure, that's... Yeah, you're right, ma'am. What? Yeah, the dope just kind of... Well, why would I call you? Well, that's a good point. Michigan State's police troopers discovered 400 pounds of marijuana in a minivan during a traffic stop along Interstate 94 in Van Buren County. Officials tell the Kalamazoo Gazette the pot seized Thursday has an estimated street value of about $500,000. Troopers from the Paw Paw Post were patrolling I-94 in Antwerp Township around 2:15. We got the Paw Paw Post, we got the Antwerp Township, the Kalamazoo Gazette, and 400 pounds of weed! Sounds like an Arlo Guthrie song. Anyway, that's when they came across the marijuana, which was wrapped in large parcels. Police say the 28-year-old driver was headed to Detroit, where he was to deliver the drugs for street sales to a man. The man was being held in the county jail where he was awaiting arraignment. California Governor Blass Union for backing legalized pot. Exhaling a big, big cloud of weed smoke, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has blasted California's largest union for supporting a November ballot measure to legalize marijuana. How dare you, said the governor as he rolled up the blunt and then put the blunt. Anyway, the governor wrote an opinion piece for Friday's Los Angeles Times calling it a flawed initiative that would make California a laughingstock, cause legal nightmares, and risk public safety. Schwarzenegger, using the typical intelligence of a politician when it came to legalized weed, wrote the piece. It attacks the 700,000-member Service Employees International Union for endorsing the measure. The SEIU has said the plan could bring tax income to fill empty government coffers. They're right, but do we need their union supporting it? No, we don't, because people think you're all a bunch of weird asses in that union. The SEIU is resisting his reform demands, although a handful of other unions have agreed to pension concessions. Is that it? Yeah, that's it, man.
What? What about this one?
This is about a kid egging a teen and a cat. That's it. So that's our Dr. Green Thumb report. Get out of here, man. You know, if you want to legalize dope in California, and I think it's time. I do not smoke it myself, and that's, I'm being very honest. The reason why I don't smoke weed is because I don't like the effects. It's not the biochemistry of Phil and what the weed provides for one's biochemistry. I don't need what it provides, see? Some people do. Some people like what the weed provides for them. I don't.
Well, you like what cocaine provides.
Yes, I like what cocaine...
Will you shut up about...
I don't use any drugs. Alcohol, that's it. But nonetheless, I do favor the legalization. However, that having been said, the SEIU, we don't need. You guys are so weird. There's just too much baggage with you cats now, man. Everybody thinks you're a bunch of weird asses. Anyway, in other news, before we take our bottom of the thing break... A lady in Great Britain was told to stick a bag over her head when she came in for a job interview. Why? Because she has like 15 piercings in her kisser, about 96 tattoos on her arms. She looks like she comes from another planet, but other than that, she's fantastic. No, she walked out of there. She has 20 body piercings, some on her face. She was advised to stand behind a wall and then stick a bag on her head if she wants a job. And she got all, you know, upset and she was crying and she felt offended. And I have to say, of course, they were very, very cruel to you. And I understand that, young lady. But the fact is, you do look, it ain't good, man. I mean, we'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
And welcome back to our news hour. Phil Henry here with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. So I'm going to go back to the CNN, right?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people want to hear you're talking about everything about CNN, or I mean Fox, what they do, right?
Yeah, but you're not talking about CNN and they mess up. And a man got fired and everything.
All right, well, I mean, John Klein was fired. He was very honest. He said, I've been shot. People get shot in this business, and I got shot, said Klein. After Zucker explained to the Times, I understand it. They spend billions of dollars. It's the way it goes. Zucker said he would stay at NBC until the day the deal closes with Comcast. Zucker is leaving at the request of NBC's new owner, NBC's news owner. Whatever that means. Is it Comcast? Mr. Zucker said, I spent the last 24 years thinking only about NBC Universal and never contemplated anything else. Well, in December 2009, Comcast Corp. agreed to buy a 51% stake in the NBC Corps, in NBC from General Electric. The deal is still subject. All right, so anyway, let me get back to the CNN and what's wrong with them. And I'll tell you what's wrong with them in a nutshell. When you say you want to be a news channel, as in a real news channel, as opposed to sort of the talk news or talk show format that Fox very successfully has adopted. And Fox does what they do very well. They're creative. They communicate well. It's personality television. If you want, it's personality news television. CNN is not. CNN, other than Larry King, has no really recognizable personalities. Now, that is the result of a desire on the part of CNN to be seen as a news channel, but it's also the result of CNN wrongly trying to also establish their people as personalities.
I don't know what you mean. Rick Sanchez, I think he's very funny.
Are you nuts?
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding? Rick Sanchez got all, he always had a Rick list, you know?
Yeah, remember when you called it the lick list?
I said lick list before I seen it.
The lick list? Are you talking about Rick Sanchez?
Yeah, so I said Rick Sanchez. I think he's very good. Very, very good. All I have on Twitter and everything.
Rick Sanchez, he licks it.
He didn't. No, hold on for a minute. Robert, you're high, man.
What do you mean I'm high?
Rick Sanchez. Rick's a nice guy. He sucks.
You can't say he sucks. Why do you say he sucks?
Because he does. That's why.
Shut up, man. Why do you say? He's already had to tweet me and everything. You know?
Tweet me? Oh, will you stop? His show is a perfect example of a guy that's trying to do everything to make everything stick. And he's missing one key ingredient. He's got no opinion of anything. He doesn't really take any kind of a controversial stand on anything. And he doesn't even have to take a controversial stand. Nobody believes anything that he says. He's doing Twitter here. He's doing Facebook there. And here's a story that we're covering for you. And it's always a story that nobody gives a crap about. It sucks, man. Here's what they ought to do over that channel. If they want to do news, they're going to have to do news. And this is what you do, CNN. I hope you're listening, because I've got it for you right here, man. Now, if you want to hire me, I'll implement this for you. This is what's going to win for you. You ready?
Who are you talking to?
Anybody at CNN that's listening. You have got to get back into the business of news. And what is news? It ain't Washington, and it ain't New York, and it ain't the international capitals, and all of that jazz that you cats did, and you did it very well, but it's dull. Oh, man, is it dull. It ain't you at the White House, and it ain't you at the State Department. You want to know where it is? It's YouTube. It's on the streets of America. It's out there waiting for you. Right into the to go places where even Fox hasn't got the guts to go, where MSNBC hasn't got the guts to go where no man has gone before.
Yeah, it's 5-year mission to be.
You shut up! It's 5-year mission.
Well, that didn't sound like.
All right, I forgot what I was saying. You got to get guys doing. You know, take a look at that freaking Discovery Channel and Cops and all that jazz, man. Stick a reporter in a cop car. Do ride-alongs with cameras live. Live. Like 1 week, I'd have reporters all over the country doing ride-alongs with cops. All right? And then there wouldn't be any tape live. I'd be going live to this, live to that, and live to something else. Stick a camera in a coffee shop in the worst Bowery section of just the most grungy-ass Skid Row section of New York. Do the same thing in L.A. Have a camera there overnight as the junkies and the prostitutes and just the people of the world and the people of the night come in and out of the coffee shop. Do that, okay? Next thing you do, get a camera down to, like, the wharf in the morning, man, where the dudes are offloading stuff and they're loading stuff in and, you know, where the stevedores are having coffee. Interview some of those guys. Another thing you do. Get some cameras into the Central Market in L.A. at 4 o'clock in the morning. One of the most, I don't know if they still do it, one of the craziest places in L.A. is the Central Market down here at 4 a.m. 4 a.m., you go down to the Central Market in L.A., and they're bringing in all the produce from the San Joaquin Valley and Imperial Valley. It's a nut house, and cats are down there, guys that own restaurants, people that own grocery stores, private citizens. People are down there picking through the lobsters and the fish and the beef and the fruits. You ever been down there?
I never been. One time I went down to the pantry, and I had a coffee all night, too.
Yeah, pantry's good.
I ain't talking about the pantry. The pantry's fantastic. I'm talking about the Central Market downtown. You guys have got to do stuff that nobody's doing. You have the ability, CNN, with the enormous technology that you got, to go live everywhere. You can go live to the North Pole, man. The other night, I was listening to, for some reason, I was listening to the CBC radio. CBC radio. That's how weird I am. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation radio. In other words, something that no one listens to. And I was listening to their Northwest Territory network. Now, what do you think's up there?
Probably they have Eskimos and everything.
Yeah.
They do. They do. They have the Aleut people and the other, you know, native peoples. And a blizzard or something had gone through. I don't know what the hell happened. Some windstorm. And it blew some lady's house right off of the foundation. And she was this little Indian woman. And they were talking to her. And I remember thinking, God, what does it look like? I mean, what the hell? Go up there, man, and have cameras up there live, man. Here's another thing. Do you know that they're still broadcasting Russian-language Christian shows from the Kodiak Peninsula in Alaska into Russia?
What the hell are you talking about, man?
I'm telling you that in Alaska, there's church groups broadcasting Christian language, your Christian shows in Russian into Russia.
What for?
Because at one time when Russia was commie, and they had no, you know, there was no religion. So these Christian groups would set up these radio stations on the peninsula up there in Alaska and broadcast Jesus into Russia.
Yeah, but there ain't nothing up there, man. They broadcast Jesus into a Siberian wasteland. The only thing bad about it here up there, man, would be a reindeer.
Yeah, they probably, if they want to talk to a reindeer, that's all.
No, there's people there, man. There's Vladivostok. There's towns, you know.
What called?
It's a city called Vladivostok. Never mind. The point is, there's stuff going on all the time. And if CNN, you know, I'm telling you, you ain't going to beat Fox because you guys lost the momentum. You don't have any personalities on your station or on your network that even go that are even close to compelling the way Fox's people are. Anderson Cooper sucks, and I, if you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah.
But he does. He's no good. He's not even a good newsman. He butchered that Haiti thing. Butchered it. You know, Rick Sanchez, he stinks. I'm telling you right now, he stinks. I don't know what you cats are doing in the morning with the morning. Okay, fine, great, whatever, man. You know, here's our morning news. You guys look like just, I don't know what, man. You're like a local TV station's newscasts 24 hours. That's all it looks like. It's boring. You guys don't do any stories that are of any real... You're not breaking any stories. You're not doing anything. You're just always a day late and a dollar short behind Fox. Go out and do something that is going to get people's attention. And that means taking your capability as a network and going live to the streets of America. Man, I would. If I was running that newsroom, that's what I would do. I'd send people into every city, every major city, and I'd have, like, areas. First, I'd want Skid Row.
Yeah, but which one?
Anyone. I'd say, we need to cover Skid Row. I want cameras in Skid Row. Then I'd want cameras in cop cars. Okay, so we got Skid Row, cop. Then I'd want cameras in coffee shops and shooting galleries where junkies are.
Are you kidding me? Them junkies, they cut a man. Everything.
I'd put a little hidden camera then on a guy. I put a hidden camera on one of my reporters, have him go live, undercover, as people are, you know, doing up.
Man, you get a man cut.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever, man? What kind of insurance are you going to be paying out?
All right, so I'm not going to get the cat cut. You know what I'm talking about, though. I get some cameras down there on the wharf in San Francisco and New York. I get some cameras down, you know. Get some dude, like... Travel down the freaking Blue Ridge Highway one afternoon. Hey, we're live on the Blue Ridge Highway. It's a Sunday afternoon here in the middle of Virginia. And, I mean, you got to go where the people is, man.
Well, it makes sense to me.
That's the only way you're going to do it. The one thing that Fox does, that CNN does, that everybody does, they stay in the studio. They hang onto their studio like they're hanging onto their, like a nipple. Get out there, man. Use all that technology that you guys have. You guys don't do jack squat with it. You want to know that? If you got the technology to take those cameras anywhere you want, and you ain't doing nothing. You're sitting there, and I got to look at that one Fruit Loop. Who's that guy in the morning? Boy, I'm telling you.
That Tony guy.
Yeah, his name's Tony the Tiger or something.
Yeah, Tony the Tiger's about it. He bugs the hell out of me. The whole thing is just a waste of electricity. But there is salvation. And I just gave you the blueprint for an exciting, new, international news... Tony Harris, that guy's a waste of freaking space. I'm telling you, I've given you the blueprint for an exciting, new, live, American news network. The whole world would tune in. And you guys, very good. You covered Iran. You know, I really dig it. I got to tell you, though, all things being equal, I don't give a crap, man, because... I'm going to get the Iranian news. For you guys to survive as a news network, you got to do more than, now we've got Iran covered like a glove. Well, it's great, man. You got to do more, brother. A lot more. All right, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our email is, our email is over at our website, philhendryshow.com. Check it out. You can email me once you are, of course, BSP. Bill Gates is now the richest American for the 17th year in a row. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm going to go out there and get a camera down there with a shooting gallery.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show. What do you got?
I just tweeted Rick Sanchez. See what he say.
Whatever, man.
What are you tweeting Rick Sanchez?
Just to see if you've been listening to hear about it.
He ain't listening right now, man. It's 3 o'clock. It's like 1 o'clock in the. What is it? It's 4 a.m. in Atlanta.
What do you mean, Atlanta? Ain't he in Hollywood?
No, he's not in Hollywood. Why do you think he's in Hollywood? He's in Atlanta.
I know that.
Will you cut
the belt, man?
Sorry.
What do you think? Because he's in, what do you mean Hollywood?
Ain't that where you're supposed to be?
No, you don't have to be there. Those cats do their thing from Atlanta. Forget about it, man. I tweeted Rick Sanchez.
Yeah, I want to see if he's awake. I guess he's not.
Unless he's just coming in from the bars. It's possible.
Yeah, that's right, Robert. He's just coming in from the bar. Yeah, Rick's just rolling in now.
What's funny about that?
Just sounds funny. Yeah, it's almost 4 a.m. Rick's rolling in from the local bars now.
Probably is, man. Try tweeting him now.
I'll tweet him and see where what bar he was at.
Yeah, you do that, man. A federal judge in San Jose gave the go-ahead today for next week's scheduled execution of a convicted murderer from Riverside County, which will be California's first execution in nearly 5 years. U.S. District Judge Jeremy Fogel, who blocked lethal injections at San Quentin Prison in February of 2006 because of haphazard procedures, untrained staff, and the potential of inflicting excruciating pain. Oh, wait a minute. Who says who? Said revised state regulations and a U.S. Supreme Court ruling had removed constitutional obstacles to renewed executions, and he ain't about to argue with the Supreme Court. He'd like to be on it someday. Fogel acknowledged that he has not yet reviewed the state's amended procedures to determine whether they felt the being deposed amid the divine and the inconvenient. But he did say the condemned inmate, Albert Greenwood Brown, could avert that risk by choosing to be executed with a single drug, a heavy dose of the sedative sodium pentothal, rather than the three-drug combination California has used in past executions. Cruel and unusual punishment would be the three-drug combination as opposed to the single. You understand that at one time we had hangings and shootings, and we had the electric chair, and we had the gas chamber, and we had, I think that covers it all.
What about the guillotine?
The guillotine? I don't think we had a guillotine, did we?
I don't know. Did we? But Delaware had a guillotine.
Yeah.
How do you know Delaware had a guillotine? What do you mean Delaware had a guillotine?
I'm pretty sure it, in Delaware and a lot of the states that had been a colony.
I think he's right.
Delaware didn't have a guillotine. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they did.
Well, I'd like to see some verification on that. Delaware had the guillotine? Who else?
I think New Hampshire, Maine, all them states that are like more like old and all that.
Yeah, the old ones, they guillotined you.
No, not used to. They do it now.
Yeah. Now, if you have a conviction of being a murderer, do you get guillotined in Delaware and I think in Georgia?
No, they don't guillotine you in Georgia because I happen to know I lived in Georgia.
Well, what's that other state?
Well, it's either Delaware or it's Rhode Island.
Yeah, they got a guillotine in Rhode Island, a guillotine in Delaware, and one of them other, like Vermont or something.
They don't guillotine your ass in Vermont, man. Those cats are all progressive, socialist, whatever the hell.
Yeah, so what? That's what they was back in the days of the French Revolution. They was all socialist, too. They still guillotine your butt.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any... What are you talking about, man? It doesn't make any difference. This is the year 2010, man. You're telling me they're guillotining your ass in Vermont?
No, I said Rhode Island.
You said Vermont, Rhode Island, and Delaware, they use the guillotine. That's what you said.
Well, I can double check if you want.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd like that. God.
All right, all you got to do is ask.
Well, what do you think I've been doing, bud? The whole reason why I brought this up is the reason why they're using lethal injection is because they don't want cruel and unusual punishment. And I thought the only one... Delaware only allows lethal injection, according to Jason.
He lies.
He ain't lying. I think you're full of crap.
No, I just checked. They allow lethal injection.
Right. Well, I just got it from Jason, so thank you very much.
Well, what about... Did they ever guillotine?
What is it with you and the belching, man?
Yeah.
I had a Coke.
Well, stop it. No, they didn't allow guillotining. Nobody guillotined nobody in America. But anyway, they wanted to make sure that they did. Yeah, no guillotines.
Oh, bull crap, man. You saying just because what's he looking up?
Well, what have you looked up since you've been sitting here, man, telling me all about how they guillotine your ass in Delaware? You ain't looked up nothing. Jason looked it up. Now, the point that I'm trying to make, if you'll allow me, is they consider that to be cruel and unusual punishment. That is against the Constitution, very clearly worded in our Constitution, no cruel or unusual punishment.
What do you mean by unusual, though?
Guillotines.
That ain't unusual.
Sure is now it is. So we, you know, wanted to soften this stuff up. Now, the only execution methods used in the United States of America, lethal injection, electrocution, gas chamber, firing squad, and hanging.
Is hanging supposed to be unusual?
I don't know, man. I guess maybe, you know.
That's not unusual, man. All you got to do is turn on a Western.
Well, just because you're looking at it on a Western, man, doesn't mean it's real.
Yeah, but it ain't unusual.
All right, so it ain't unusual. God.
Neither's a firing squad.
Whatever, man. The cruel part, I guess, is what they're focusing on, okay? So the guy says that, since it's cruel and unusual, let's do lethal injection. All right, fine. Now we make everybody happy. Lethal injection. Man's not, guess what? The lethal injection, that's cruel and unusual, too. Because as it turns out, the three-drug combination, that's cruel and that's weird and that's messed up.
I think that whole thing, lethal injection, about as unusual as it gets. But a firing squad, everybody know about that.
Yeah, see, I don't get that, man. If you put a man in a firing squad or even walk on a plank, you know that's normal.
What do you mean walking a plank? Are you crazy?
That's a lot more normal than lethal injection.
Everybody know about that.
But just because everyone knows about walking the plank doesn't mean that it is not cruel.
It ain't unusual, though.
Here's a fun fact. The last use of the guillotine was in France in 1977. How about that, huh?
That's a lie, man. That's a dirty lie. Because I know in Delaware...
Will you get out of here with Delaware? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, produced by Jason Rance, technical direction, of course, Charles Wygan, and our associate producer and screener tonight, John Wyrick. Thank you, John. Don't forget PhilHendryShow.com, PhilHendryShow.com for all your Phil Hendry Show comedy and satirical needs. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Bud?
Yeah.
Last use of the guillotine, 1977.
Bullcrap.
Phil Hendry.